stories you're about to hear may not be suitable for some. Listener discretion advised.
All right now, boys and girls, we want to introduce...
Please allow me to adjust my pants. Woo, woo, woo. Listen
to me. Run as fast as you can.
I'm gonna give you what you need.
Get ready for BAM Radio.
Let me do it one more time. It's Radio BAM, fucking idiot.
What the hell am I talking about?
It's Radio BAM!
And now, here's BAM.
Here's BAM. Look who joins us tonight, big fat fucking Joe Frost.
Thought I was gonna bust on you, G, didn't you? Ryan G, look at Rake. You can smell him from over here. He smells like BO and cologne. Pete Townsend's here.
One time appearance.
No Mac Townsend. No Mac. When you look like when you're all hungover and drunk. You look exactly like Pete Townsend. Isn't it funny? You look at him and you just can't realize what, and then all of a sudden it just clicked in today. I'm like, dude,
you
got it so good.
This is the funniest thing I've noticed yet, is that G won't show up to shoot a photo of BAM, but goddamn it, he's never a minute late for a radio show on a Monday night.
Not a second late.
He's here early.
He always is.
What a faggot.
Yeah, I didn't really know what was going on. Ladies and gentlemen, we have some special guests here today. We were trying to eat, and we got interrupted by the metal militia. They came in with their dirt bikes, and they went up and down the stairs like fucking weird science.
Weird scientists.
Awesome.
Ape was fed the fuck up today.
So, this is Brian Deegan and Roddy Feist.
Yeah!
What's up?
So you guys went to they went to Duffer's too last night and got shit tossed and annihilated.
Deegan took home Fast Company. Not Deegan. I'm sorry. Feist took home Fast Company last night.
It's all good.
That's my girl.
One of those biker guys.
Deegan Lowe is up here in PA.
I get these tattoo guys mixed up all the fucking time.
tattoos.
Duffer's is good on Sunday, man.
Yeah, it is, man.
What time were we were last night, Ben?
Well, all right. I drove the Lambo up to New York yesterday and to hear the new Him album. I pull right up to the hotel. Queens of the Stone Age are sitting outside along with, like, Coldplay. They see me hop out of the Lambo, so they're just like, yo, let's go have some drinks. We wind up having some fucking drinks. Me, Villa, and the Dream Seller just got so loaded that I left the Lambo in New York and I had to take a taxi here and I was 2 hours late for the Metal Militia.
Dude, that driver
was
so mad.
That's what happened to me last night.
And I get the blame for all that shit.
I haven't slept at all. And this fucking driver was, dude, the taxi guy, he did this stupid map quest. And I'm like, it's Westchester, PA, and I give him the address. And he's like... I wake up, he's in fucking, like, Trenton, New Jersey. Like, he's like, the address that we're looking for is right here. I'm like, we're in Jersey, you fuckass. Like, we're nowhere near my house. Like, we still have hours to go. And he's like, insistent on this map quest. Like, well, map quest says to make a right and then make a left. I'm like, turn that fucking map quest off. You're an idiot. We're already late. Dude, and this... I give Novak my fucking credit card. The idiot gives him the number, and he doesn't even get a receipt or a bill. I'm like, how much was the bill?
He's like getting rich off your credit card. He was so pissed when he stormed out of here, dude.
He didn't even give a price.
He was so angry. He was like, you know, I'm glad at least it's over. I don't get myself a tip out of this, but I'm just glad it's over. I just want to go home and have a. I just want to go to sleep. I just want to go back to the old country. He's talking about the old country and shit. It's like, what the fuck are you talking about?
The thing is, lately Bam's getting mad at me because, like, I don't turn the lights out in the Mercedes S5500. I don't know how to take care of limo drivers. I was goddamn begging for quarters on the corner 8 months ago. How the fuck am I supposed to know how to do all this top-notch shit?
I just don't
top-notch.
Like, tip
a limo driver. How hard
is it? Like, you didn't even go, well, how much is it? He's going to charge $700 or more. We don't even know. We don't have a receipt. We don't have anything. Because all that we know is that he has my fucking credit card number.
Well, the good news is he's
now I'm going to get the bill in a month and see how much it is.
He spent it on a monkey and an organ grinder, and he went back to the old country to earn a decent living for himself.
Hey, we can't be... No, just be nice.
Sorry. I'm Sicilian. I get to do it, bro.
Oh, whatever.
So, we have fucking Metal Militia in the house. These dudes wreck shop today.
Yeah!
These dudes are so gnarly.
Fuck yeah.
They...
We're going for a world record jump in Delaware.
of all places.
Who's doing it? Feist or Deegan?
Feist and Deegan.
We'll go toe to toe.
Back to back.
Who is the one that barreled through the fucking glass window?
That was Scumdick.
Scumdick.
Yeah. Colin Morrison.
They're ripping mean ass fucking donuts in the living room. They're all going downstairs. Bam's like, yo, shortcut this way. He doesn't bother to open the sliding glass door. He storms right through it.
Nice.
With the dirt bike.
It's awesome.
Right through the glass.
Yeah, Franz missed it.
I missed the shot, but it was like Weird Science times 10.
Nice.
So, shit. Ladies and gentlemen, update on last week's show. Remember I told you I'm the father and all that shit?
Christ.
Uh-oh. Oh, my God.
Do we need an update on this? Jesus.
So Novak is gonna have a kid.
Oh my God.
Yes.
And of the kid,
little nudie,
heard the radio station and she is not fucking.
Yeah. Who the hell would be?
She wants nothing to do with it. April won't even talk to me right now. Bam's mom put me in the fucking shit house.
Novak is officially the most insensitive father in the history of manhood, ladies and gentlemen.
Man.
I take everybody to see Billy Idol in Baltimore 2 days ago, and I introduced Billy Idol out on stage. We do some interviews together. We got along real well, but I'm like, man, everybody's here to see this. Where the fuck is Novak? We're in Baltimore. He's probably out looking for heroin or something. No, he's out in the rain on the top of the bleachers banging some broad every which way but Sunday.
You guys should have seen him. My man comes up. He's like, Rick, I need some fast company. Literally 90 seconds later, he's got this thick little broad. I'm like looking down at her feet. She's got less self-esteem than he does. Five minutes later, Oz is coming to work, but he's like, Rick, look up there. Novak just got caught.
Oh, my God.
You see the security guards trying to wave him away. They won't get anywhere near him. You see Novak's little white ass, like, jumping away and looking back.
You were fucking some girl up in the bleachers, and, like, he just met her, like, 5 minutes ago.
It was the fastest deal I've ever seen in my life.
Dude, that was crazy.
These people say, Novak, you're hell. But goddamn, it's fun being home.
You didn't even hide in the bathroom.
That's another girl you're going to get pregnant. If you have eight more girls to get pregnant, then you'll have to pay child support.
That'd be awesome.
The word on the streets is that 10 kids, you pay no child support because no matter what your paycheck is, it's impossible to afford that.
Right, right.
The so word on the street. Like, he doesn't go by the laws or statutes. He goes by the word on the street.
Word on the street.
How old was this girl?
Dude, I don't even know her fucking name, man.
You didn't even know?
Nothing about her. Dude, 2 minutes, and I'm banging her out in the bleachers.
Dude, literally, it was maybe four.
What did you just say? Hey, babe, let me bang you out in the bleachers?
He didn't even talk to her. He just dragged her up there. We were laughing our ass off, and he didn't even hide in the bathroom. He hid in the shadows. But there was, like, literally 10,000 people that could still see him.
Yeah, let's go into the shadows. No one will see us, huh, babe? Right over here in the shadows.
Who says there's no benefits to fucking hanging on a millionaire's coattail?
Nobody did.
Yeah.
I don't know, man.
Novak.
Yes,
I say you send that girl flowers and apologize. No. Listen,
pussy.
You can pick him right up, bush.
Which
free.
Girl?
And get her
Which
to girl? Name the baby Pete Townsend. You're the baby's mom.
Pete Townsend and her last name, if you're listening, please do that.
Hey,
Pete
Townsend. That's Pete Townsend. Pete Townsend. Sister.
Yeah, why do you faggots still have my fucking sister up there?
I gotta get him.
We have a photo.
I got him.
We have a photo hung up in this very room of the Camellas. Our band is called Undergirl.
Undergirl, Brandon's hidden sister.
Digo, can we play a song by Undergirl tonight?
Oh.
Play whatever you want.
Oh.
Hey, do you have Undergirl right. song? Does she still print cassette tapes out?
Yeah, there's one in the car.
Look, watch her get a hard on when he gets it. She has the only band in the world whose demo is on cassette tape. I love it.
Does she print them all out in cassette tapes and give them away on South Street?
That's
probably.
That's hardcore, man.
Your sister's still living in 84, man. Tell her to go to the fucking times.
Hardcore!
Man, Novak.
You like that, Deke?
Yeah, that's whatever. It's fucking terrible.
Yeah, you like that, Nick?
I'm playing a song.
All right.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
All right.
Yo, it's Kill Hannah. Where's Hannah? Because I'm going to kill
her. Fucking fan.
Where is he? I'm playing a song. It's called Kill Hannah. There's their new one, and it's going to be on the Viva La Band CD coming out soon. It's called Big Shot on Radio Band Sears 28. Fuck you.
Yes! You did it?
Pete Townsend.
This is Ryan Dunn, and you've tuned in to Radio Bam, Series 28 Faction. I have no idea why they gave us this stupid show. Whoever hired us should have their job title reevaluated, because they are a fuck-up.
What does Michael Jackson and caviar have in common?
What?
What? What? They both come on little white crackers.
Vigo, you're going to hell in a handbasket.
Yeah, you look who's talking. You're banging out some broad in the bleachers, duffel bagging it during the rainstorm. And then... he finished right in her.
I really did. I came right in her without a condom.
Come on, man.
But the funniest thing...
I'm getting pregnant.
FHM photo shoot the other day. Bam. Carol.
Oh, my
that
God.
Awesome.
I shit in the pool.
See, Frost.
Thanks for fucking that up, fat boy.
Well, how did I fuck it up? I'm trying to tell the story. Go ahead. Go ahead, Novak, Mr. Big Shot. You set the thing up and you don't say a fucking thing. I'm trying to help.
That's his job.
Bam.
All right,
please.
So here we go. It's a FHM photo shoot. It's all legit. There's like 20 people there, and half of them are girls, and they're all like picking up wires, all this lighting. It's like a legit photo shoot by the pool. I get this urge. I'm like, fuck, I feel like laughing. So I get on the phone. I call up Glom. I'm like, Glom, go track down Novak. Tell him to wind up nude in the pool and go skinny dipping. So he walks down during the photo shoot, and he just dives right into the pool, and they all are just, who's this guy, like, skinny dipping? Then he gets out, and no one even asked him to do this. He goes to the diving board, and he just shits in the pool, but it takes 5 minutes to squeeze the foot of turd hanging out of his ass.
Dude, I was
dying so bad. And then you just shit in the pool and then walk off into the distance naked.
They're like, who is he?
And then you had fucking blue paint all over you towards the end.
And
we were like riding around on the four-wheelers together and shit. They were like, what the fuck is going on at this house?
Shitting in the pool was the highlight of my career.
I spent the whole day nude.
There's a foot-long Duke, and I see Bam's dad just swimming in the pool. They're like, look at this shit right in it. I was like, is that Phil just floating around?
Luckily, the turd was in the deep end, so I guess it didn't hit him.
Did it turn you on a little rig?
Dude, that's fucking nasty. You shit in the pool.
I think you're
supposed to go swimming in a pool.
Yeah, he's probably going to go hump some girl in it tonight.
Ugh.
In the shit pool.
I still got my buddies working on trying to clean that man foam tub you call a hot tub out.
Me and Ronnie Feistman and Melissa are getting lucky tonight. Ooh, yeah.
Novak, I got to know.
Feist, what was the quickest you've ever sealed a deal?
Man, it had to be over in Australia.
Nice.
A couple years ago, I met this chick in the club, and she was all right, man. She wasn't super quick.
Did she know who you were?
Yeah, instantly. She was down. Like, we were over there touring, doing shows, so met her in the club, and a few minutes later, I had her in a fire accident. Just railing it.
Fire exit.
Yeah, and I'm running it, right? And the door opens, and a security guard comes in. And I thought he was going to kick me out of the club. He's like, yo, you're in my spot. And he kicked me out. He had a chick with him. He just started running his chick.
I love Australia.
Yeah, when I tried to bang the broad up the other day at that festival, I took her upstairs after I got knocked off downstairs in the bleachers, and my dick was still wet from fucking her. I'm like, man, I can't be dick teased. I got to finish this. So I go upstairs, and I basically name drop you. I'm like, Bam said I should come up here and maybe you can show me a spot. And they're like, well, if it's Bam's homeboy, I'm getting him a place.
And it worked?
Fucking right, it worked.
You fucking scumbag, man.
You're fucking sick.
She was thick and quick. That's all I know, man.
The thing was, he banged her out on the bleachers, and then as soon as he comes back, he's just like, man, we gotta go to Hooters to pick up broads, man. I used to work there. They're the hottest girls. I'm like, you just banged some girl on the bleachers, man. Like, isn't that enough?
The more the merrier.
What were you doing at Hooters? Washing dishes?
Franz, you didn't hear this story. Remember, was he out for Soccer Brian doing wall balls? That story? Rake takes us. We told the story, I think.
All right.
Did we tell the story?
You're going to tell it again anyway, so might as well.
I'll sum it up real quick. Yeah. So, here we are in L.A., and me and Novak and a few other people have this... We have this table at the Roxy lined up.
VIP.
You know, we're going to see Metal Shop play, and we're looking so forward to it. And then we overhear Rake talking about it. He's like, I got a hot date tonight. I'm like, oh, congratulations, Rake. He's like, yeah, but the bitch is bringing baggage home. We're like...
Baggage?
Huh? Does she have a kid with her? He's like, nah, she's bringing her boyfriend. We're like, what?
A boyfriend is not baggage. That's the boyfriend.
So,
exactly.
As far as I'm concerned.
So we canceled all of our plans. We canceled all of our plans to go and sit next to him just to hear what he had to say, and he totally ignored the whole guy. And he was total jock. We just called him Soccer Brian. I don't even know what his name was, but he was so pissed he was doing wall balls in the back.
Soccer Brian was so pissed he had to take his button up, pull his shirt off, and do fucking headbutt wall balls and make his girl do the rebound for the balls to make sure you keep hitting them over and over. But Rake, the thing that's fucked up for Rake is Rake fucking made himself look so bad that she fucked her boyfriend extra good that night because of him.
Hey, I want to see them titties, man.
Didn't you tell her that? Didn't you tell her that you always had a crush on her ever since high school?
I told, she was hot as shit. I told her I wanted to bang her before, and then she got her boobs even bigger. I wanted to see them titties.
Why would she bring her? Why would she bring her boyfriend? Just to make, you jealous?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. Well, I just want to see his girlfriend's tits.
And he still didn't. He ended up at the end of the night talking about the guy.
Still, he can leave if he wants to. They ain't gonna bug me.
At the end of the night, he was telling the broad about like the weather and how the wind blows from the north to the south.
When east of these meet the West, at least they can sometimes create a whirlwind of passion.
Wait, when girls go to bars, they don't want to get all fucking smart and technical, man. They want to get loaded and loose.
Hey, man.
That girl came over here, man. She was fast. She was coming. I know. I told you. I knew, man. Eventually, someone would hit it. It wasn't me, but...
No, okay.
Better someone I know than Soccer Brian.
Soccer Brian.
Furry
boyfriend.
He's doing fucking wall balls. Yo, we should take some fucking phones.
Yeah, we didn't take any last week.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yo,
Operator Deco is standing by.
All right, here we go.
Can we take a call?
877-PORN-BAG.
Okay, so we got any phones?
Or you can just call Rake directly.
Yeah,
if
all right.
4967.
Oh, you fucking ass.
610 area code.
No.
What was that number again?
4967-6610.
Stop.
Deke, we have a phone call. You want to take it over?
Yeah, Amy's on the phone. She got a Don Vito question. Is that true, Amy?
Oh, yeah.
She left. She must have got
okay.
So mad. Hello, Amy.
Hey,
Amy.
Let's be nice, everybody.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello.
What are you doing, babe?
Hi.
Hello.
Trying to stop. Are there things under Don Vito's arms hereditary?
Skin tags?
He's
just,
yeah.
He's just fat and filthy.
Okay. Bam doesn't have any.
No, he hasn't.
It's just because he's so fucking fat, and his fat arms are always, there's
always
like
down.
Moisture always down there, so it just creates these sick, disgusting, filthy-ass skin tags.
They're kind of like warts, but they grow in very damn places.
No, I don't believe it's a genetic disorder. Thank you for your question.
Hey, Amy.
Yeah?
Hey, how old are you?
I'm 14, and my friend Joanna's on the
Jesus.
Line.
Perfect.
Hey, Novak, give him a call.
Sam.
Yeah.
Will you marry Joanna?
Send a photo.
Maybe in Thailand.
I'm single now, so.
Oh. Yeah, but what about that girl Melissa?
Yeah, what about Melissa?
I'm into her, but she lives in Los Angeles. We're gonna try to work something out. But if
you can see a picture of her on Ryan G's website.
Yeah. How do you know about Melissa?
I was already there.
Yeah.
Cause Ryan G fucking tells everybody everything.
I
want to see it. Are you online
right
now?
All the gossip magazines with Jessica Simpson too.
Hey, Bam.
That's another story.
There was a lot of talk about that. What do you have to say about Jessica Simpson?
We just did some tequila at this Mexican restaurant, and then we got all hammered. We went to Metal Shop, and then cool. We just had a big fat party at her house.
Right on. But yeah, I knew people wanted to know about it. So he was hanging out with her, and he partied with her. So cool.
So cool.
So yeah. Cool.
Yeah. More girls for me in the long run somehow. I don't know how, but...
So, all right, Amy, thanks for calling, man.
Next caller?
Next call.
Hello?
Yo, who's this?
Ha, I must know the names. Yes, this is either Danica, I'm sure it's the word. Yo, Michael. Oh, that's a fucking Michael Jackson joke. Who the hell wrote that down?
Yeah, who's on the line?
Tiffany from Oregon.
Hello?
Yeah, what's up?
You don't sound like Tiffany.
Hello?
What's up, man? You're on Sirius 28 Facts and Radio Band.
Hi.
Hello.
I have a question for Novak. Is that real?
All right, new caller.
No,
I'm here.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, cool. Cool, cool. Right, I'm sorry.
What's going on, babe? Speak
to
us.
I have an idea for you guys.
Uh-oh. Tell
us. You guys should put the heartogram on contact.
What's contacts?
Oh.
It's been done.
No. Vil is doing that for a music video, actually.
We were just with Vil last night, actually. Bam.
He's actually doing that. That's funny you said it, because they just met somebody to start making them.
It's been done, babe.
I think it's just for him, though. They're making only one pair.
Sorry, babe.
Tiffany.
Yeah?
What was the other question you were going to ask?
Mm-hmm. I didn't have another question.
No, the one you were shy about asking.
Seriously.
Oh, you can tell us.
Hey, Tiffany, if you're into skateboards, Villa's going to design one of Bam's new graphics, so you should come check it out.
Really?
Yeah, seriously.
Oh, yeah, he is.
He really is.
Oh, we caught Kingman shit-faced last night.
We were loaded last night.
Oh, man, I told Kingman that Villa's going to print up, or he's going to draw whatever he wants, and then he's gonna we're going to print up all of his skateboards. And he said, yeah.
He did. He drew the picture.
Yeah.
He was on to it and shit. Man, the new Him album.
Oh, it's so good.
I'd suck your dick to get an early copy.
That was gross.
Turns you on a bit.
How do you know I don't have it, fat boy?
Do you?
Because his mouth ain't white.
Let's go over the room and discuss this.
Thanks again, Tiffany. Who's the next caller?
Does my phone ring one more fucking time, you asshole?
Oh, shit. Who's calling you? Someone from the radio?
It's David from Utah.
Okay. Yo, what's up, Dave?
Hi. Hi, I'm David.
Come on, Joe.
That sounds like laser. Casey.
Casey, go for it.
Oh. Casey,
you're on.
Well, let's out.
Hey, I have a question for Bam about maybe making a video game.
What's that?
Making a video game.
Yeah, like maybe you making something like based on CKY or Viva La Bam, like maybe working with Neversoft and like making different things for like Rake or Rab or Brand, whoever you play with.
Yeah, we've talked about it, but we're so busy filming right now that we can't even really discuss. Maybe in a little later, but
good
we're
idea.
Talking for a little while. But
and it's got to be a good one too. No pussy
yeah,
shit.
That's the thing. It's got to be good. I don't want it to be half-assed. What's that?
Uncensored stuff, like mature rating, definitely.
Yeah, but then
Novak couldn't play.
Then we can't get it in Walmart and all that important shit, and then you won't sell as much.
Casey, you sound like a real purist, man. You must like the CKY videos, huh?
Yeah, definitely.
Franz wants credit because he filmed them. Fuck you, Franz. They're not kissing your ass, fat
She's like, yo, asshole, I filmed some, too.
I don't know if I care about Franz.
How I am, like, no one knew really about, like, him or Hologram or CKY stuff except for, like, a few people. And then, like, a year after, I was telling all my friends, they were all like, oh, yeah, him's so cool and no CKY is awesome. I'm like, yeah, I've told you that before.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, man, thanks for calling, man. We'll take it in consideration.
Damn, Him has a new album.
Yes.
CKY has a new album. Turbo Negro has a new album. Clutch has a new album. This is fucking...
Billy Idol has a new album.
Billy Idol.
Good season.
All the CDs are coming out right now.
Fuck yeah.
Undergirl got one, too.
Yeah.
Undergirl's greatest hits.
That's right.
Your sister must be doing some overtime
I'm
work.
I'm switching this format up a bit because I'm going to play Viking Skull coming up. So,
nice.
Yeah.
This is this band from England. They're so fucking good. This song is called Rape, Pillage, and Burn.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
So, if you guys are ready, I'm going to give you... I'm going to talk a few minutes so they can prepare it because I'm supposed to play in...
Right on.
Rape, Pillage, and Burn.
Why don't you tell another Michael Jackson joke?
All right. What does he have in common with Kmart? We've all heard that. They both have little boys' pants half off.
I've never heard that in my life.
I never heard that.
Oh. I like that.
Yeah, tell us more jokes, D. You got some good ones.
No, I don't have it. That's it. I got those, too. All
right, well, then that settles it. I'm playing Viking Skull. This is Rape, Pillage, and... No, you should say this in Rake's voice.
Woo, 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 Rape, Pillage, and Burn!
Bring my pants off and fuck me in the ass. My name's Greg. I'm a fucking faggot. No, yeah, Viking Skull, hell yeah! I'm not saying serious. I won't do it. 20th Faction, all right.
Yeah.
right now.
Run for your life.
Look what we found in Don Vito's ass.
This is Radio Bam, baby.
On Faction 28.
Oh, huh? Whoa, Serious 28 Faction, yeah, said it again. Yes, suck you off. Ryan G's over here giving live updates on his faggot ass internet shit. He's always doing that.
Aren't you,
sweet G? Yeah, there's your friends.
Fucking Rick's posting up.
Going crazy. I'm already getting text messages about his web shit that he's posting right now. He's out of his fucking mind, man.
Instantaneous media. What I think is hilarious is how mad Rake is at Tim.glom right now because of the Bill
fucking asshole. He's the worst fucking producer. I don't even know what the fuck you call it.
What happened?
What's wrong, dude?
Like, all through Brazil, he's all like, dude, this concert in Baltimore. This concert in Baltimore. We gotta go. It's no problem. I'm like, okay. Day before we leave, he's like, there's a bit of a problem. Like, we didn't get quite as many tickets. You know how it works, Rake. No problem. Like, get there. I'll take care of things inside. Give me a call.
I fucking get there. I even bring my girl to this one. Have a couple beers. Guys walk in. No one's calling me back. Nobody. I'm sitting there with a case of beer. Like, what the fuck am I going to do, man? I have no ticket.
Rake gets to the door expecting a fucking all-access pass courtesy of fucking Tim.glom. Glom totally disses him, doesn't return his calls. Fucking Rake goes all the way to Baltimore expecting his all-access pass. Gets nothing. Has to talk his way past seven levels of security.
No ticket.
With a case of beer under his hand. Yeah. Somehow miraculously gets in, only to see Novak's bare white ass fucking a fat girl in the shadows.
Yeah. The only person answering Rake's calls was Oz, who barely got his goddamn self in.
Yeah,
so what
exactly.
The fuck's gonna do for Rake?
And he's sitting there, I'm like, I know those guys are right by you. Just say something. He's like, I can't help you, dude. I was like, come on, man. You gotta hold you.
Hey, we got a good question here. Danielle's on the phone from Westchester. Let's take Danielle.
Hey,
Danielle.
Not in the bathroom tonight.
What's going on, babe?
Danielle, you there?
Babe, Danielle, speak up, hon. We can't hear you.
Up.
Okay, I'm here.
Okay, baby, we are too.
Okay. Danielle, ask Novak that question.
Okay, Novak, I want to know how you're sure that this girl really has your baby.
Good point, Danielle.
Yeah.
She's very good friends with a very good friend of mine.
Actually, I have the answer to that. There's absolutely no benefit in lying about that.
But hey, babe.
So, I know. What does she stand
nothing
to gain?
To offer.
What does she possibly stand to gain by saying Novak's the father?
Yeah.
So, Rachel, you're from Westchester?
Yeah.
Now, if you heard the story I told earlier,
Rachel.
10 kids, you don't have to pay child support. I think I just impregnated a girl yesterday, so that makes 2 kids. I need 8 more. So since you're right around the area, maybe you should come over in a bit, and I'll have 7 more after we seal the deal, hopefully.
You can meet us out tonight, babe.
Will you help us?
No, that's okay.
How old are you, babe?
No, thanks.
Why not?
How old are you, babe? No, thanks.
Because.
It'd be so much fucking fun.
I'm sure you already have other baby mamas.
Low blow, right?
Baby mamas.
That hurt my ego.
Enough about my fucking pregnant stories because I'm hell and I know it and I love it and it's fun as fuck. But Deegan.
Yes.
I want to know some. Brian Deegan, Metal Militia.
Yeah!
Deegan, I want to hear a fucking good sex story.
A good one or a bad one?
Either one.
All right. Bad one was Tony Hawk tour about a year ago. It was at the strip club, picked up a couple of chicks, and
cheers.
Went back to the room, and Feist was supposed to be the teammate on that one, and pulled out last minute.
I was trying my hardest to get in the mix. They didn't want to put out, so I figured I had plans to go skydiving. And me and Deegan were having a competition who could get the most chicks on that tour. So we were toe-to-toe at this time. And I'm like, these bitches ain't doing shit. So I'm like, I'm going skydiving. And I pinned it.
Right.
And I come back to him.
Yeah, I think we were tied. Or maybe you had one up on me at that point. So
you needed two to take it over.
Yeah, I needed a double sweep. And so we had these two chicks that rolled in and set it up for the double sweep. It was swap back, forth, up, down, all around, running all over. Chasing all over this room, and next thing you know, they're both on the rag. So, hey, that's extra points right there.
Oh man,
and it looked like just straight up guar in the room.
You should have seen him.
Hey, good thing you said guar, because speaking of guar, Don Vito's picking him up at the airport. They're going to be playing a rock show at the Blue Diamond Motocross. What the fuck is it called? It's in Newcastle, Delaware, and it's going to be on fucking Thursday or something. But
throat.
Maggots are falling like rain.
Everyone's invited.
Party. Nice.
Party.
No men, though.
Well, that answered Morgan's question.
They're
going to
show
that.
Up. They're going
to
show up. They're going to fly on the airplane with those fucking outfits on, and Vito has to go pick them up. He has no idea what they look like. Oh, that's going to be so good. God, I should have played a fucking war song. I'll play it next time.
Hey, Victoria from A2 is on the line.
It's Arizona.
I know, Casey.
Go ahead. You there?
Arizona.
I'm at work right now.
Oh. Where's your work?
I work at a head shop.
Nice. I'm looking for head. Just kidding.
You and Novak.
But I had a question for you guys. But I had another question. See, I had to lie to them and tell them I had a question to get me through, but I actually have another question.
What's up?
Okay, I was wondering if you guys could ever come to Arizona and come visit me.
We were just in Arizona.
With fucking Metal Militia.
Yeah, with Metal Militia, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
Right.
Fucking boom. Farted. It was you.
What
fucking Novak
Arizona?
Farted on my leg.
And Slapdick.
Slapdick. Yep. Me, Bam, Deegan, and Feist, Bob Burnquist, a few more.
Well, that's only like 2 hours away from me, and I'm the best thing underneath the sun, man.
Uh-oh.
I think I found my best thing while I was there, man. I banged this broad every which way but Sunday, man, and ended up with a hot tub at 7 a.m. drinking martinis. Can you top that?
Oh, yeah, dude.
You can top that, babe?
Can you top that?
I can top that, man.
Well, girls from Arizona are hot, man. That's
young.
Something thin.
I'm young. I'm legal.
Fuck legal. Yeah. Age is just a number, babe.
Hey, no, it's not. Hey. You have 14-year-old broads calling in.
Send a photo and I'll send down Novak so he can hump you and then I'll fly him
back. Because
he's trying to get 8 more chicks back.
So if you'll be number 8, then I'll need 7 more, babe.
Option. I'll sell it and then make a lot of money off of it.
Hey, watch your mouth, girl. It's bad talk about kids. Oh, we can't sell kids. No black market babies on this station, babe.
Sell that fucker to me.
Well, hey, actually, my real question is for Bam. What happened to Rab's mail order bride?
Yeah. It's that's funny you said that. That could possibly be the last episode of the 5th season. We're going to fly to Finland for this Ruus Rock Festival, and then, Russia is only about a... Not even a 2-hour flight or something. So
yeah.
We're going to fly to St. Petersburg where her parents live. We're going to track her down and make an episode about finding her again. But
yeah, that's awesome. That was like my favorite episode. The whole shindig in Las Vegas is hilarious.
Yeah, I think we're going to do something with that. So.
Shindig.
Rumor has it she's related to royalty, which could be
really?
A interesting thing for rap. Yeah. But don't say you heard it here.
No.
Yeah, Royal Crown Soda.
Thank you so much for my call. Like, this seriously means the world to me. Thank you so
much. That's awesome, man. Thanks for calling. That's really fucking cool.
Yeah, babe. Legs up.
That's the nicest I've ever heard Novak.
I've been thinking about you in the bathtub, babe.
That was really fucking cool.
Yeah, let's check this. Listen to this email. Hey there. Vico, you seem like a very decent dude amongst a bunch of dirty, dirty douchebags. I won't name names, but Novak and G and Rake and Franz
and all of their relatives.
The bitch is talking about my relatives.
Brandon, you fucking asshole. That's what happens when you talk so much shit.
So I was wondering
this email.
I was wondering what the worst scummy thing you've ever done, Vico.
What's the scummiest thing you've ever done, Deco?
Besides going to Walmart and, shopping for hours.
Yeah, besides returning something that you really didn't want.
Just say Walmart. I never did it.
Kmart, son.
I don't know.
Dirty, filthy shit.
Dirty?
Fucking filthy.
I don't filthiest fucking thing you've ever done.
It's not going to compare to anything you've done.
You blew up my bathtub, you fucking asshole.
No. How about this? I asked Deco to borrow his camera. I'm like, hey, man, let me just borrow your camera. He calls me back 2 days later. I had no desire to check the tape. I just wanted to put in a new one and film. He's like, no, whatever you do, don't watch that tape that's in there, okay? Promise?
I'm like, the same
yeah, man, whatever. So, dude, I never would have checked, but because he said that, I grabbed that tape so quick that I watched it.
Why would you say don't?
Yeah, I know. You should have just not said it.
I didn't want him to lose it. I didn't care that bad. But if
he's in this pasture with his girlfriend. And
that's only half true. I wasn't in the pasture.
I heard him in the car.
I saw horses in the background. Yeah. That's the thing.
I was watching that animal for
him. Yeah,
I didn't want to go all the way, but I just wanted to be in there.
Barnyard Bonanza Part 2.
Oh, God.
Yeah, thanks, Stephanie.
Thanks, babe.
Oh, Sarah!
So... Sarah?
Sarah, it's Mark Hanna's dog, but now she talks.
Speak, Sarah.
Hi.
How you doing, babe? You sound old and intelligent. I like that.
Yeah, she was old as Franz's mom and is hot.
Okay, Sarah, go ahead, babe.
I was just wondering how Phil's doing with his weight loss and how Vito's doing after his weight loss with the chicks.
Well, Vito, on the other hand, has been boozing it up. He's been drinking like 30 beers a night or more. He's hell on earth right now. But Phil is in L.A., and he's actually, he lost like 20 pounds or something.
Really?
But, he's filming that right now, and we filmed today and for Viva La Bam, and he wasn't even in it, so.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, but he's doing good, I think. Awesome. So.
Thanks for calling, man. That was a good question. I like that. So,
I like that.
From Laura, I have an email here that I think a lot of fans want to know about.
Okay, Corey. Corey, are you there?
Corey has a question.
Okay. Corey, we'll talk to us.
Hey,
what about
the Bloodhound Gang? What's going on with the Bloodhound Gang?
They have a new album coming out.
Another new album?
Well, Jimbo fucking... He has the studio in his house, and he thinks that it'll be quicker, but all he does is...
I think he's on weed time.
I heard he's getting sued by Sony or somewhere for using the Care Bears theme.
Maybe. He does shit like that.
He just does shit like that. He gets sued by...
The album's almost done, though. I think he went to Cancun to drink a few beers, and he's coming back.
He's probably got one of the best songs I've heard in a while with him and Villa, man.
Yeah,
fucking sick.
Bloodhound Gang and him do a song together. Well, not him, but Villa, the singer.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's fucking good. It's called Something Diabolical.
Bam.
Yeah.
I have this email paper in front of me, right?
Wait, what about this guy?
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jim.
It's Corey.
Corey.
Jim.
Corey. Right.
Jim.
Is that it, Corey? Got something else to say?
That's pretty much it, man.
Thanks for calling, Corey.
You're awesome, man. Seriously. Well,
sorry to cut Corey off, I apologize, but I'm reading this fucking email list, and every other question is devoted to Bam, and this is what they all say. Bam, what the fuck is up with you and Jen? Your fans want to know. We're all tired of reading the rumors on your message board.
On Ryan
G's. And, of course, on G's. Set the fucking record straight, will ya?
Leave the G to capitalize on his friends.
Faggot name dropper, G.
His friend's misery.
Wait, Bam, would you like to speak upon that or no?
Yeah, I'll just sum it up real quick. We're not together anymore, and, I haven't spoke to her since we broke up, so, let's just leave it at that.
Fair enough. Simple.
That's all you guys get
short
to know.
And brief.
And for those of you who want to know about that chick, Melissa, she's fucking cool as shit, I gotta say, man.
And if we didn't tell you, you can read it on Ryan G's message board. Yeah. He's posting on it right now.
Don't forget to vote for Jeannie Frantz, mayor of Ridley Township, whatever, Frantz.
Ridley Park.
That's
right. That's right. My mom is running for mayor on the Democratic ballot.
Oh, fuck off.
Don't vote for her.
You sons of bitches.
Fuck
don't
off.
Make her vote. Don't make her win.
Yo, I got a phone call out here from California.
Joe,
like,
wait, cut it off.
Go back. We saw on the internet you got a goddamn cell phone. I'm like, what the fuck? How do you know that? The leak dropped it. Like, he drops anything. You're such a faggot, man.
Novak's got a cell phone
now.
Gee,
what do you have to say for yourself?
It's strictly for babes only.
But she says nothing, but if you go to RyanG.com right now, like, he's bringing everyone up to date on the worst rumors possible.
Oh, yeah, he's typing them right.
G is the leak.
He comes to a radio show, takes up a seat, and he won't even talk. He's typing. He's like, don't bug me.
Now he's getting mad. Yeah, he's getting mad at us.
Yo, Deegan.
I
don't have a headphone. Are you going to do the fucking Backside 364 Thursday?
Of course, yeah. Whatever you guys want. That's what I'm here for.
Are you going to do the back? Yo, you and Feist. Double Backside 360s.
Double Backside threes?
Backside on a few bitches here.
How's this going to hit Backside on a bitch's ass? I like that.
East Coast. Awesome.
Picture trying
that
for the
man,
first
I'm close
time.
To the hotel, so.
Yo, what the fuck?
Have you did it yet, Feist?
Man, I've done 360s in a foam pit, so I can't really.
Deegan, have you rode away from Backside 360?
That's like fucking with the rubber, man.
No good.
No, it's like almost.
It's no good.
Hey, run it stunt, baby.
Stunt run it full stunt. Effect.
Yo, how fucking scared were you the first time you tried a backflip?
Oh, man. That was,
Did you spend all day just like, fuck?
Oh, yeah,
fuck,
for sure. That was like almost committing suicide for me. I was like, all right, it's on right now. Live or die. Go for it.
Oh, man.
And what happened?
Yeah, exactly. That's how we do it. You know?
What happened, though? Like, did you make it first try, or did you eat it?
I crashed three times and then took a break and came back and stuck it with the whole new.
Awesome.
Listened to some Slayer and got amped.
Yeah.
Man, ladies, I wish you were in this room right now because I'm looking at Deegan and he is buffed the fuck up and I got a half heart.
It's on the juice.
It's got it.
They're ready to fucking party, man.
Deegan, man.
You guys should check out MetalMilitia.com.
We need a bathroom break, Deegan, you and I. Ooh, yeah.
Monkey.
Go check out MetalMilitia.com.
Cool stuff.
All right, dickheads, I'm playing a song. This is Negative from Finland, and I'm going to fly to see him at the Roost Rock Festival. The song's called Moment of Our Love on Radio Band Series 28 Faction.
The moment of G loves is that McDonald's or whatever.
April Margera.
Hi, this is Phil Margera, Bam's dad.
Call Radio Bam now at 877-PORN-BAG. That's 877-PORN-BAG. Why are we doing porn bag?
It's easy to remember.
That's horrible.
That's our son.
That's horrible. I guess dial it to call in, but that's horrible.
Why don't you read the letter?
Oh, no.
On Faction 28.
You call. Oh, yeah, welcome back. Hey, listen, Mike from Ohio, are you there?
Yo, Mike.
Michael.
Yo, Mike. Mike.
Yo, Mike. Yo, Mike.
I'll do it.
You don't want Bam to talk to your cousin, do you?
Yo, Mike.
What's going on?
I don't know a whole lot. I'm drunk driving.
Oh, right. You're drunk driving.
Yeah, I'm drunk driving.
How many beers deep are you?
Truck driving, as he said.
Drunk driving's funner. Drunk driving's funner.
You got a Corvette? You want to trash it?
No, we ain't wanting to trash it. We just wanted to paint it some fucked up color or fucked up design to piss this guy off. What would you all do?
You want to piss some? Tell us again, Mike. Ask us seriously again. What do you want to do?
Who are you going to piss off?
Oh, it's a buddy of mine.
Okay. What did he do to you?
He didn't do nothing to me.
Well, why do you want to fuck his car up for no reason?
You're losing.
Well, let's just say it's a friendly gesture.
Okay.
Then paint in his favorite color.
I would use, like, kind of water paints that would be washable. And just paint, like, big dicks and, like, I love big cocks and take
latex paint.
You know?
You can peel it right off.
Wow. Hey, if you put shaving cream and you draw on it with that in the hot sun and leave it sit for, like, 2 hours, it'll permanently burn it in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll fuck it up.
I did it by accident.
I heard if you did that with, like, bologna, it does it, too.
Yeah, Mike.
Hey, Mike, you know what I would do, though?
I would put some shrimp in there.
I would save your energy for somebody you really don't like and put it towards that instead of your friend that you like, you know?
Yeah, fuck your friend. Try and get laid.
That's what we do. Fuck our friends.
Don't pay attention to your guy friend's car, man. Go to the bar and try to get pussy.
Oh, I get plenty of pussy.
I believe it, but don't waste time on your guy friend's car. Makes no sense. I mean, I agree with what you're doing, Mike. It's probably be hilarious, but in reality, man, no time for fucking with dudes, man. Try to get laid.
You going to bar tonight, Novak?
Of course. I got Metal Militia.
Yeah!
Here's the deal. My fucking millionaire, the guy who lets me live here for free, Bam Margera, ladies. I think he's a bit tired, so he might sleep. So, second best is goddamn Brian Deegan and Ronnie Feist.
I'm just going to sleep for like 2 hours.
Well, you'll meet us, if you like.
Yeah, yeah. Why, are you going right away?
We're
going
to go to Hooters from here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hey, Meredith.
These Metal Militia guys look like they're going flat out, man. They're ready to fucking party.
I figure if he takes a hot-ass dirt bike in there and does fucking donuts, I'll get laid by Courtney.
Easy.
No, not Courtney. I mean the fucking Laura.
Dude. Okay. Hooters has some, like, pretty girls in Westchester, but, Novak likes this fucking white trash whore bag. Dude, she doesn't even have a good personality. What's the matter with you?
Because my fucking perception of what will be good for me is so off. I could have a goddamn Yale scholar walk through the door. I'm over it. I want a goddamn white trash whore that spins on a pole for a living.
You know? Dude, her face is...
But her ass is phenomenal. Fuck.
He's thinking about it right now. You better put that little thing back in your pants.
I'm going to jerk off on you.
Come on, man.
Novak, Meredith has a question for you about about how you get chicks.
Meredith.
Go ahead.
Yeah. How the hell do you get so much ass? Bitch.
Rach. Go ahead, Meredith.
How the hell do you get so much ass? You're such an asshole.
Hey, Meredith, do you want to know why?
I think it's because he's an asshole and he's so blunt about what he wants to do to the chicks. He doesn't ask what their fucking favorite color is. He's just like, hey, babe, do you want to seal the deal or not? And some girls, the girls that he likes...
Our fast company. And Meredith, point proven by your question right now, and I hope you're listening because I'm going to fucking prove you wrong. The fact that you're calling the radio show and... You're picking me out of one of six other guys means I'm interested. Interesting. And you want to know about me. So I could probably fuck you, Meredith.
That's
probably could. And then if I brought you back to the millionaire's house here, you'd be so into it, your fucking panties would be like, Meredith, where are you from? Let's talk. Let's get serious here. Where are you from, babe?
Alabama.
Can I buy you a plane ticket to come here?
Sure.
Can Bam buy you a ticket? Because I have no money. But goddamn, your voice is getting me a fucking NRB. No reason boner.
I'd like to see you try.
There is a reason, her voice.
Well, her voice is, but, like, I don't know. Meredith, can we work this out?
Sure.
Now, see, she says sure. That means I can fuck her. She wants to come here. But I'm an asshole 10 minutes ago. You know, Meredith, I proved you wrong, babe. And guess what? You're not getting a plane ticket. No, only because you thought I was an asshole.
Send a photo if you
want
to hump her.
Yeah, send a photo to bam@serious-radio.com. If you're hot, I'll get you a first-class ticket. Bam will, but I'll act like I bought it.
Cool, thanks.
I love you.
Later.
I love you! What the fuck was that?
Novak drove around the Hummer, and he's just like, I wrote Donald Trump goes right to the boss because Don Vito said it when he was trying to get into the Playboy Mansion. He's like, I'm not talking to this stupid boss. Donald Trump goes right to the boss, and I'm not talking to no idiot. Now put the Hugh Hefner on the phone now. So I wrote it on the card. She's like, Novak, do you just write on your car?
Babe, I write whatever I want on this card. It's my car. Yeah, when Bam's gone, this is my fucking house. I tell every bro, hey, this is my house, no big deal.
You had sweaty sex in my fucking bed while I was in Brazil.
Your mom's listening to this right now.
Dude, you better watch.
My mom is fed up with you.
Oh, your mom is pissed off at me, dude. She came outside and... Yo, Franz, you heard this. How bad did April holler at me today? Out back. tell Bam what she said.
All I know is this. I walk up, and she's, like, yelling at Novak. She's like, Sakino, you better get your fucking shit together. And let me tell you what else. You know, if things don't clear up around here, I'm going to send you out on your fucking ass. And, you know, dude, she was like, your mother was saying the F word here to Novak. She was chewing him a new asshole. Bad. I don't know why. I was like straight up, like, everyone, like, turns around and looks at me to take the awkwardness off of the situation. I'm just like, I definitely walked up here at the wrong time. What did I walk in on? I just turned around and walked the fuck away.
Even Rab's faggot ass like was just co-signing on you and her, man. I was alone and lonely.
I don't even know. I don't even want to know what that was
the
about.
The thing is like, I'm not, we partied last night with Villa. We drank all night. You know, we drank
the
a lot.
The thing is,
but
every
I'm
fucking...
not twisting your arm, man. No, like, I don't do this.
Every day is a special fucking occasion. You know what I mean? Like, we go to New York. I fucking bump into Queens of the Stone Age. We have some drinks with Coldplay. Villa plays us the new fucking album. We get shit tossed. We get no sleep. We come straight into the fucking Metal Militia. Now we need to party with them. And then when they leave, the fucking Billy Idol's coming. And when Billy Idol leaves, like, there's always
but
somebody...
Always, who gets the wrath of shit?
You can't not go out.
But the heroin addict.
Right now, I want to go to bed, but I'm going straight to fucking Hooters because I want to drink.
But the person who, life partner. But the person who gets all the shit for this is the heroin addict. Former heroin addict.
Well, no shit.
So, like, if Bam's late for a fucking shoot one day, I get the shit for it, you know? And I'm like, I'm just following my boss, you know? If he says go to bed, we go to bed, you know? No, not like that. Go
hey,
fuck your sister, Deke.
Hey, Ryan G., are you getting that? Ryan G., did you hear that? Type it on
the
website.
I'm sorry. All you did was laugh and holler at you the most.
When Bam says it's time to go to bed, I go to bed.
Because,
I mean,
on the floor. Like that. But the thing is I love the party, sense. Right? And I don't know when to stop drinking. So I need someone with a healthy head on his shoulders, which is Bam, believe it or not, to tell me when enough is enough. And I listen to him, but I tell him before we go
if
out.
You're
like,
waiting for Bam to tell you when enough is enough.
You're fucked, dude. You are fucked, man.
Fuck off, Franz.
You better get a safe habit like heroin again.
Holy shit, is it time to go?
Oh. No, it can't be.
I think it is.
Time to go party with Metal Militia.
One more time, Ronnie Feist, Brian Deegan, special guest.
Yes. East Coast Nat.
Yo, give him a shout out, Feist. Yo.
Yeah, I want to say what up to everybody in Jersey. Nice. I live really close to the hometown right now, so big Feist, you bitch ass.
Deegan, what do you got to say, Deegan?
Big Muff, East Coast, it's on.
Yo, me, my former friend that I grew up with, still my friend, but we grew up together. Me, Buggy Lasik, and Feist, we put it in, man. God
put
damn.
It in.
Yeah. We put some work in.
What did you play, ladies and gentlemen? We're going and I'm playing a brand new song from Clutch that no one's ever heard. And Jess sent this over, my brother from CKY, because that's his favorite band.
Yeah.
And
that's
I don't
right,
even know
bitch.
The fucking title of this, but I'm going to try to say it's like 1001111101. That's the name of the fucking song.
That's a
binary. New Clutch. I've never fucking heard it yet, so I'm going to sit here and rock.
Premier, ladies
this
and gentlemen.
This is Radio Bam, Series 28 Faction, and everyone say goodbye really quick.
G Unit!
I'll tell you the what.
Later. West Side.
Yo.
bay of bag, we're all over it, like them little bitty babies in the king cake. Bonnie and Clyde, the whole dome. The shackles of automata will shatter like that bones. 1-0-0-0-1-1, 1-0-1-0-1. Carry out their table with a sense of peace of mind. 1-0-0-0-1-1, 1-0-1-0-1. Periodic table with a sense of peace of mind. Man alive, the jiving lyrics. Radioactive, don't come near it. Sample the series, have the bake sale of the year. Man alive, the jiving lyrics. Radioactive, don't come near it. Sample the series, have the bake sale.
Take a picture of your sweet white ass and send it on over to Radio Bam at Sirius-Radio.com.
Call Radio Bam at 877-PORN-BAG.
That's 877-PORN-BAG.
Sweet dreams, Peapod.
Bye, everybody. See you next week.
On Sirius 28, Faction.
Later.